Hey, it's Jake, and today I am interviewing me, myself, and I. Don't go anywhere. It's spooky stories, so you're gonna like it, I hope. I don't have a guest this week. I thought I was going to, but stuff happens, and I have guests for the next few weeks, which is a great thing, but no guests this week. So I was like, well, I'm a content creator myself. I've done YouTube, I've done TikTok. I'm not quite as successful as the creators that I interview. I was like, let's do this. I haven't been able to get someone booked who does like ghost hunting and stuff like that. Part of it's my fault. I should have started way before, because like right now it's like, oh my god, we're like almost already to mid-October. Like, I did not plan that well. So I was like, well, let me tell my ghost stories. Before we get there, I want to just say that I am very grateful for all the creators that have been on the show so far, ones that I have published and ones I've interviewed that are not out yet. Thank you guys so much. If you haven't been listening to them, go back and listen to them. They're such great people, and I am very grateful that they gave me the chance to interview them. Also, every episode has a bonus episode on Patreon. For $10 a month, you get all those bonus episodes. So if you really like all these content creators and getting to know them, there's a bonus episode out there for you. It's on patreon.com/heyitsjakepod. Also, if you have any questions about any episodes ever, email me at email heyitsjake@gmail.com. In the subject, just tell me what episode and what you're discussing. Let's get to the spooky story. So I actually had another episode already recorded and everything. I was going to edit it. I've been watching Selena's Spooky Boo, which I found her on TikTok. There's the connection for that. And she's also on YouTube. I've been watching some of her YouTube stuff. And I was like, oh, let me do my spooky stories. I am a person that I have some stuff from when I was younger that I don't want to talk about today, just because some of the stuff was even when I was like a baby. Like, I don't want to like tell the stories without knowing the full on like details and everything. Like, I kind of know them, but I want a little bit of a refresher, if you will. I'm a person, I love to scare people. I don't like to be scared. And I think ghosts and spirits are very interesting, but I'm not like thrilled to like have an experience, you know? What's interesting about that is I think the stuff I've like seen and experienced, it's not too crazy, but I think that's because I like acknowledge it and then I don't like go deeper into it. I'm not open to seeing more or to experiencing more. I feel like for the most part, it's been good spirits that haven't been scary or anything, that they're like, okay, he's not, you know, he's not friendly. They probably think I'm an asshole, which that's fine with me. So the first story goes from 2011 to 2012. So for 5 months, my parents had decided that they wanted to move to the country. And at this point in time, I would have been 20 when we first moved there. I turned 21 while we were there. And this house didn't give me bad vibes. Like, sometimes I like can go into like, even in the daytime, I can go into a house and I just get bad vibes in the room. This didn't do it. I don't necessarily think the house was haunted. My mom got these rocking chairs from a woman that she worked with. They didn't really talk though about anything. This is the only time that my mom has been like, maybe I saw something. Because most of the time people think I'm crazy. They're like, you can't feel stuff. You know, you don't see shit. And I'm like, yes, I do. So these rocking chairs, nothing happened till we got them. Once we got them, and I didn't even connect it to the rocking chairs. They didn't connect it for a little bit until my mom like brought up stuff at her work. On the entry, like there was this porch to go into the house, obviously. At this time, I worked at a grocery store, a Kroger, and I would get in late. It'd be dark. The lights would be on and no one else would be like awake. My parents would be asleep, and you know, usually. And their bedroom was nowhere near the entryway. And it's like I would like look up and think I like saw somebody. And so that was kind of freaky. And it was like you would do a double take and they'd be gone. Well, that happened like every freaking night. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. It happened like every time I came in late like that. It was really creepy. And then the way it worked, like there's two windows on either side of the front door. You could kind of see into the living room from there. Well, I don't know how many times like I would think I saw someone walking across the window on either side. And the dogs were constantly, we had two dogs, and they were constantly, like when I would like think I would see a shadow, they would like constantly also be barking like at the door, like near the windows. The creepiest thing though from that house, I said I did YouTube. I did a lot of sketches. Me and my friend Kevin, we were always doing them. I did a video where it was like a Black Friday theme. It was actually Black Friday when I was filming it. I was home alone. I had come in. My parents had went back out to do some more shopping, and I filmed this sketch. And I've always, even before I knew you should, I've always, just because I felt like you could hear better, have edited with headphones. And so when I'm doing the editing, I just like get And I'm getting them now. Dude, got huge goosebumps because I could hear laughing. And, like, I was the only one in the house. And, like, the character wasn't laughing. I had filmed this in the entryway, so by that front door. I don't know. It's just super creepy, you know? I wish I had the video or even the sketch, because it ended up, I needed to put it in the sketch because it was, like, the tape that was the best. People, like, listened to it, and that's when they started having a conversation at my mom's work about it. And that woman was like, you know, she's like, I didn't say anything when I gave them away. She was kind of like, one of the reasons why I wanted to give them away is because she said, ever since I've had them, someone had given them to her. Ever since that she had them, she had, like, little kids and stuff. And she said, just right there in, like, the front room, like, by her front door, she would think she, you know, heard people on the front porch. She said that the toys would randomly go off. Nobody'd be touching them. You know, she was like, you know, I'm crazy. Like, nothing's happened. We did not have a huge front porch at the house that we moved to next. So they decided to give them away. I don't know who has them, but whoever has them has, like, I guess maybe it's attached to the rockers. I don't know. It's creepy. But yeah, that ghostly laugh just, and I was home alone editing and it was like 3 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, it's the hour that, you know, ghosts are up. For the rest of the time we lived there, I was like terrified just because I didn't want to know. And like, even after that, like still seeing the shadows and stuff, for me, it was a confirmation that shit was happening. Shit was real. Then we moved to this house and, you know, that house that I just talked about, it was, I think, built in like 2000. It wasn't too old, so it was only like 11 years old. But I don't even think the house was haunted because it never gave me bad vibes until those rocking chairs started causing, you know, things. So this house was like brand new. Built in 2012. We moved there in 2012 and I lived there until 2015, so 3 years. And it was a huge house. The basement alone was 1200 square feet. And I didn't get any bad vibes in the basement. Like, I didn't really get any bad vibes kind of like anywhere until we lived there a little bit. And it didn't take long for this stuff to, like, start happening. There was 2 bedrooms, like, had a Jack and Jill bathroom, which, if you don't know, like, I've actually lived in 2 houses like that. My sister used to be in the bedroom when I was in high school on the other side. And, like, we had, like, our own toilets. But then the shower was in the middle. In this Jack and Jill bathroom, the toilet and the bath and the shower and the bath were in the same room. And then there were sinks kind of in the bedroom, kind of like a hotel would be in the bedroom. It was cool. Like, it was a very cool setup. There was enough rooms. I was the oldest. I got to have that. So there was one side that was my bedroom. And then the other side was like my sitting room is how I turned it in. I had like a futon in there. It was literally like almost like a little apartment. The sitting room side gave me so many chills. Like, it was always cooler than the bedroom side. And there's just something about it that gave me, like, the creeps. I used to shut the door to that bedroom because I was, like, in the middle of the night, like, I'm going to the restroom or something, or even, like, getting up when it was still dark, you know, in the winter and stuff. I'd be like, keeping that door shut so in the morning I don't get, you know, a little ghosty in me or, you know, over there. And it was like the area in front of the sink is where I could, like, stand and really kind of feel, like, uneasy. Like, it was a creepy area. And I would sometimes hear stuff, like, in that room at night. I don't think I've ever shared that with anybody else because there's another story about this house that I'll tell you about that people think I'm crazy. And I would just, like, pull my comforter, like, over my head. I'm like, oh my God, like, you could hear things. I mean, but if you went in there, nothing would be moved or anything. It was the creepiest thing. So in that same house, right below my 2 bedrooms, was the formal living room and the entryway. You know what a ball sounds like a rubber ball bouncing. That's what it sounded like. It wasn't like a basketball, it was like a rubber ball. Like, but it was like, you know, a regular sized ball. You could hear it bouncing. And I would like hear that. It would just start randomly. Normally about the time I was going to sleep. And this didn't happen every night. It just happened occasionally. The whole time I lived there, I'd be like, oh my God, like, what is that? And the thing is like, it was loud enough. It was like, it was echoey and like you could hear it. And like, nobody else ever said that they like heard it. And that's what is so frustrating. It's just, it is a creepy thing to even now like think about. Like, I've had goosebumps the whole time. I don't know what it was. I'm like, is it like a little kid playing or something? Again, I would just pull my comforter up and be like, well, we'll see what happens. Now, I told you that the basement wasn't scary, and it wasn't a scary place. But there were times, and you could say it was a newer house, it was settling and all that. And this is what my mom said, because she said she heard this too. Above the little kitchen area, and what would have been the actual dining room above, you could sometimes hear walking. And I would like tell her, I'm like, that's like footsteps. I'm like, that's not a house settling. Like, a house settling's like creaks and stuff. Not footsteps. It sounded like someone was kind of like walking back and forth. Now, it's a new house, but people, you know, don't really think about construction can, you know, upset spirits, and it can, you know, kind of awaken them. One of the ladies who worked at the place where I got my haircut, she and her husband do paranormal stuff. And she said that area has a ton of like Native American spirits. And that's what she was like, new construction can, you know, do that. Or, you know, even if it's like an older home that's never been haunted, even just renovating a room, like that type of construction can do that. So then I move into my first apartment. That was from 2015 to 2016. So that was a year and a half, like right on it. The guest room always gave me the heebie-jeebies. The guest room was actually the master bedroom. It's the one that had the bathroom in there and everything. It was the smaller room though. So we actually used what should have been the guest bedroom that was across from the bathroom, but it was just us usually there. So it didn't matter. Like that could be our bathroom as well. The creepy thing about it is like that guest room always like freaked me out. And again, like the other rooms and stuff that I kind of talked about, it was always cold. It didn't matter if the heat was on, the rest of the house could be like, especially when you turn on the oven, like the whole house would get hot. Bedroom, bathroom, everything. You'd go into that bedroom and it'd be cool. It was creepy. And I actually recorded a lot of stuff in there, and I was always like, because I was kind of doing like this pop culture daily video thing. I was always like, I don't want to see anything. I don't want to hear anything. And there's a few times I like saw some stuff that I would call orbs. It was just always so cold. And we had a cat and she would not go in there. She never, like that door was open all the time. She would never go in there. And you know, it's like, that would have been the perfect room for a cat to go in and rest, because no one was hardly ever in there. And it was just a very creepy room. This is one of the things that like freaked me out, is one night I was in the kitchen and I noticed that the light was on. I like went in there because I was like, okay, I haven't been in this room at all. And my ex at the time, he was at work. I was like, oh my God, this light's on. And no one believes me. I don't know why no one ever believes me. Anyway, it was creepy as hell. And like the door for that room was right by the entryway. It was kind of a bad floor plan, really, honestly. You had to go past it. So I always hated it. It sucked. I did not like that room at all. So then, moved to the Nashville area, where my parents live now. Ended up having to move in with them, and I lived there from 2016 until 2020. So 3 years and 4 months. And that house kind of, from the beginning, gave me some creeps. I'd almost say it feels almost like the most haunted, in a way. There hasn't been like as many of experiences like the previous houses, but it's very creepy. So my mom has this clock that was her dad's. It's this old, like, wooden, like, very well-made clock. She didn't know where it had ever went. She ended up finding it, and she bought it. It's in the dining room area. So this clock, you have to, like, wind it up and everything. It worked fine for the previous person. We get it, and it never wants to, like, it's like you'll wind it and it like quits working like within a couple days. It should, you know, work for a little bit longer than that, because I don't need to be winded that much. What's creepy is then my niece comes along. She would always just go over to that clock and just babble over there. And then my mom said one time she was laughing and she was playing like peekaboo. And my mom's like, who are you playing with? And she's like, him. That's creepy. And then to further make it even creepier, my mom has, her dad was a pastor, and she has a Bible of his above, on the shelf above the couch in the living room. And she said something about, my niece said something about that being his book. Super creepy. To further that point, the child's only been to church once. And this happened after what I'm about to tell you. Her parents, they're not religious and don't really ever talk about church. And so everybody was trying to figure out how she like knew about Jesus, and everyone thought someone else was taking her to church. And I was like, no. So that's kind of creepy. It's almost like he's there, which, I mean, that would be a good spirit, I guess. But it is a very creepy thing to hear. Their entryway now is creepy. Like, it's always creeped me out. That whole area is really creepy to me. But it's not cold at all. It's actually very hot in there a lot. And then where my niece's room is now at my parents' house, that room used to be my mom's craft room. And it is always cold. It doesn't matter when. And there's no reason. It's not like it has, like, a ton of extra windows. It has, like, one, like, half window additional than, like, my room at their house did. And it's, you know, it's on the second level. Like, it shouldn't be that cold. That room's always creeped me out. Like, when I'd be there by myself, I'd shut the door. I didn't want to see in there because when it was my mom's craft room, I'd given her this, like, little guitar, like, keychain thing, and it had a light on it. We had to press the light for it to come on. Well, that light, you would just see it randomly on. And I'd go in there, turn it off. And then, like, the next night, it'd be back on there. Be back on. And I'm like, okay, no one else is in this house. Like, I'm home alone. Like, they're on vacation. It creeped me out so much. It still does. Me, personally, I haven't had any experiences other than that, like, at that house. The scariest thing I think I ever had was, it was another time when I was there alone. It was, like, this woman screaming. Like, I woke up. Like, my heart was racing. It was, like, very jarring. It, like, was not a pleasant experience at all. And like, it was like someone literally screamed, and I looked and I was like, okay. And like, before I woke up, I don't remember having a dream or anything. And it was like when you start hearing things, like when you like asleep. So it was like I heard it. That's the only time I ever heard it. It scared me to death. But again, I wasn't very open to it. So, like, I'm open that these things are happening, but I'm not, like, open enough to be like, who are you? What do you want here? I'm not gonna do that, right? That's my ghost stories that I have, like, recently. It's funny because, like I said, people don't ever believe me. Now, I will say the house that they live in now that I was just talking about, that house is definitely confirmed. That house actually used to be on plantation land. So, who knows what's there? I mean, who knows what, you know, atrocities happen there, what, you know, who knows? So it seems like everybody is friendly. I don't feel like I've ever come in contact with an entity that is like spooky. The scariest one, I think, is and I think it's because I actually like saw like a shadow repeatedly for multiple nights at the one house on the front porch, and the fact that I heard that ghostly laugh. So anyway, thank you for listening, and next week we'll be back with a great content creator. And once again, bonus episodes, Patreon, $10 a month. Each episode has a bonus episode, so why wouldn't you? You can follow the podcast on everything at It's Jake Pod, and you can follow me personally at Jake LX on everything, but you can also follow me on TikTok at Real Jake LX. Don't forget to subscribe and rate this podcast wherever you listen, and I will see you next week.